the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We managed to reflect on some parts of the hadith and the significance of knowledge and intellect by Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. We talked in the previous session about the position of dunya and the worldly pleasure in the sight of the people of understanding, the people of intellect. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that those who have this understanding, those who think and reflect, they would prefer the hereafter to this world. After that, Imam alayhi salam says that Ya Hisham, man arad al ghina bila malin, the one who wants to be rich but not necessarily with having money. This is a new concept. You may be rich, but without money. How is it possible? You have no money, not cash, no even, for example, some assets to sell, but still you can be rich. مَنْ أَرَادَ الْغِنَى بِلَا مَالٍ وَرَاحَةَ الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ and wants to have comfort in his heart so that he doesn't suffer from jealousy. وَالسَّلَامَ فِي الدِّينِ and wants his faith and religiosity to be intact, to be immune. If someone wants these three things together, فَلْيَتَضَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, he must humbly beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him one thing, which is the key to those three. What is one thing that if you ask Allah and Allah gives you, then you can be rich even if you don't have money? And your heart would be put at rest and your heart would be safe and healthy. What is that? Imam says, فَلْيَتَذَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَسْأَلَتِهِ بَأَنْ يُكَمِّلَ أَقْلَهُ, he must beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete his aql, his intellect, his reason. So these people are very careful about their hearts, and they know that their hearts can be polluted, they can become blind, they can be destroyed, and therefore they are worried. And these are the people of understanding. Then Imam says something very important about learning and about reasoning. This is very important. Maybe someone can even write a paper on this sentence. Imam says, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْقِلْ عَنِ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَعْقُدْ قَلْبَهُ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةٍ ثَابِتَةٍ يُبْصِرُهَا وَيَجْدُ حَقِيقَتَهَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. When you read this, you feel that someone who has studied for many years on philosophical psychology and on psychology of learning must have reached this point. Of course, Imam's knowledge comes from Allah, but you know, if a normal human being was to say this, It could be only said after several years of research. مَنْ لَمْ يَعْقِلْ عَنِ اللَّهِ The one who has not achieved rational understanding about God and he has not put his connection with God into a rational framework and has not been able to analyze everything in a rational way لَمْ يَعْقُدْ قَلْبَهُ عَلَى مَعْرِفَةٍ ثَابِتَةٍ يُبْصِرُهَا He would not be able to have a firm belief with vision, with basira.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
There are people who have very firm belief, but out of ignorance. They are close-minded. Nothing can change them, not because they understand, because they don't understand. You know, if someone is not understanding and is not listening, so he may have very firm understanding. He is always firm in his position. He always can, you know, say, by God, this is the truth. He can even, you know, kill people or be killed for his firm belief. But just to have firm belief is not important. You need to have firm belief which is result of a rational process. This is very important. I am always worried about the people who think that they have some access to the truth which is exclusive to them. They are not ready to share it with other people. They are not ready to be assessed and evaluated by rational people. They say, this is something I feel in my heart. God, you know, inspired me. This is a call I had from God. These are things that are very much worrying me. The hujjah that we have from Allah is aql and revelation. Nothing else is hujjah. No dream, no conversation with any person, no feeling, no inspiration. These are not hujjah. Because you cannot really be sure about the authenticity of these experiences unless you check them against Quran and Sunnah and Aql. So if you can find them rooted in the Quran and Sunnah and Aql, okay, then you are acting upon them, not upon these experiences. In any case, you have to have firm belief, which is result of reasoning. This is very important. And it's very difficult. Because the moment you open up yourself for welcoming questions and challenges and you want to address them in an objective way, the moment is the moment of feeling weak and humble. You feel that it's very difficult to put then everything together and come up with a firm conclusion. The people who are very open-minded, who are very honest, who are very humble, who are really seeking the truth, for them, it's not easy to make up their mind about something. The more knowledgeable you are, the more questions you have in your mind. If you study a person who has just entered Hoze, for example, he gives you answers right away. If you ask him about any question, for example, in Fiqh, maybe in 5 minutes he gives you the answer. He goes and reads the book and gives you the answer. But sometimes if you ask An Ayatollah, a mujtahid, about the same thing, it takes him days to come up with an answer. Because he knows how many questions are surrounding this single question.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhir al-Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraji and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshi turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal talufni bal min wara'i wal ahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه بين